Hi, this is Hans Hollinger at www.personaldevelopmentformen.com. Today's topic is take better care of yourself. Now, when you're told to take better care of yourself, people automatically think about their health. And sure, that's important. It's important to take good care of yourself, get plenty of sleep, you know, as much sleep as you need, and eat right for what you need to eat, and exercise in a manner that's healthy for you. But I'm also talking about just your general life. Take better care of yourself in your life, which means take care of those basic things in life in a better manner. I thought of this because yesterday I had to call the police on my ex-wife, who came to my home and violated the terms of our restraining order I have against her coming to my home. And I still have a car that is titled in my name that I let her use. And in any event, she was taken to jail, and the police called me to get the car for me to, you know, store while she's in jail for however long that is. And this is just and I got there, I went to the police, got the keys, and found, you know, they told me where the car was. I went, my son drove me over there to get the car. And this has happened twice, by the way. This is the second time this has happened to me, and, or to her. She's the one in jail, so it's really not me, but I feel like the victim. But in any event, I got in my car that she's been using, and the car is just totally dead empty on gas. I mean just totally empty. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, here she is, her only place to be is this car, and it's just dead empty on gas. Now, I cannot stand to drive a car less than half a tank. I think it is taking good care of yourself is filling that tank of your car and keeping it full. Because you do not know what the future has in store for you. But at least if you have a full tank of gas, you can go quite a ways, right? You can go pretty far on a full tank of gas. When it's half a tank, you can't go that far. And when it's below a quarter full or nearly empty, you cannot go far. Your life then is based around where is the nearest gas station. That's all you can think about when you have hardly any gas. So how is taking better care of yourself letting your car get a tank very low? It doesn't. I mean, that's my point. Taking good care of yourself, it means putting money and filling that tank and keeping it full, and using whatever money you have to keep it full. If you don't have much money, put that money in that tank where it belongs. See, the money isn't going to do you no good when you're stranded, you know, 20 miles from the nearest gas station, all right? It doesn't do you a darn bit of good. You got to put the money in the tank where it belongs. The gas in your tank is worth it. It's priceless. It's priceless. It's your means of survival, okay? Taking better care of yourself means you want to survive. And playing with the amount of gas you have is just a stupid nonsense trick that a mentally ill person does. Like my ex-wife, she'll buy trinkets and junk food for other people before she'll fill that tank with handout money. So, when you get paid, the first thing you do after, here's the first thing I do, I go get a bunch of cash out of the bank, you know, how it goes automatically from a paycheck to a bank, and I go to my bank, draw out a bunch of cash, put it in my wallet, go to the gas station, and fill my tank. Doesn't matter if I've got a half a tank, a three quarters of a tank, or nearly full already, I will fill it. Okay, that's what I do, right? And then I work off the top of the tank. So if it ever gets down close to a half, I stop and put cash money in. And this is, I consider this taking care of myself and making sure that I can take care of the people who depend on me by having a full tank, all right? I've been there. I've been there in places where I was so low on money that I played with the gas station. And I know it's hard. I know it's hard because gas costs so much, you know, relative to your income. But that's why it's critical to not have other unnecessary expenses until you have enough income to pay the necessary. The necessary is the gas, all right? That is taking better care of yourself. That will help you the most in a time of need, is having that car full of gas, all right? I mean, that is a classic way to improve your life and make it less stress. And the less stress you have, the better. I mean, this is the second time this has happened to me. Yesterday, I got in there, and luckily, the gas station, you know, was less than a mile to the nearest gas station. But when I got there, I didn't have hardly any cash in my wallet. So I put what I had, then drove, and it barely, you know, when I did that, the needle barely budged. It barely got off the point where the red light turned on. So it was that low. So I drove to my bank, went to the ATM, got out a bunch of cash, went to another gas station and put some more money in that tank. Okay, then I drove that Jeep home. I'm storing it for however long now. But this had happened to me last week where I was way out in the boondocks. For some reason, they had caught her way out in some little hick town up north. And I couldn't find a gas station. I mean, I knew I had seen one driving in. My son had taken me again. This is what we do every week. It's the second time, but it's two times too many. But anyway, I knew there was a gas station, but it was kind of in kind of this roundabout heaven area where all these roundabouts, so it's hard to see things as there's so many roundabouts. But in any event, I got her car, started right up, the car is running fine, and I drove, and it took a good 8 or 10 miles to the nearest, to that gas station that I knew I would come across. But all this while, there's no gas station, see? Out in the boondocks, there are no gas stations. In the middle of the night, in a little town, the gas stations aren't going to be open. And when do you need gas in your tank in the middle of the night? In an emergency, all right? That's why you got to spend you got to have that thing ready in your driveway, in your garage, and it's got to be full of gas, all right? Full of gas. Take better care of yourself. This is your life we're talking about. This is important. You can't just go through life skating by, hoping for the best that somebody will save you. I mean, I've seen people on the side of the road, you know, standing there, you know, their car is stranded, and they're walking toward it with a can of gas. I mean, this is like, you're just throwing your life away, in my opinion, by not keeping your car full of gas. This is what a mentally ill person does, is not keep their car or tank full of gas. You've got to cut, if you can't afford the gas, you've got to cut and cut and cut everything else out of your life until you do. You've got to cut the cable TV. You've got to cut the food, going out. Whatever it is, you got to move to a cheaper place. Most people's biggest expense after the taxes is where you live. You know, I had the big home when I was married. I had the big home. It was a gigantic mortgage. It was so difficult to make that payment. So blasted difficult. I had to work so much overtime. And I thought I was playing into that American dream of a great home. And it wasn't. It was a nightmare. And it was so expensive that I couldn't enjoy it. I had to get up early, get to work all day, work late into the night, come home exhausted, barely do anything around the house, and go to bed. All right, this wasn't taking better care of myself. Having payments and mortgages and credit card bills more than I could afford, that wasn't taking good care of myself. I mean, that kind of stress contributes to the poor quality of your life. That's why people overeat. That's why they overdrink and oversmoke, because of the stress of not taking care of yourself. It's so much easier to take better care of yourself if you don't have the stress of buying things you don't want and taking care of things you shouldn't be taking care of and getting yourself into obligations that aren't right for you. If you're in anything that's not good for you, you got to get out of it. I talk about this over and over and over again about the bad marriage, but and the bad mortgages and the bad jobs, but you can't, it's so important. That's why I dwell on it, because people are doing this all the time, and you see it. You see it every time you see a very fat man. He's not happy. He's unhappy with the fatness because he's in things, he's doing things he doesn't want to do. He's in a bad marriage. He's in a bad job. He's got too many bills. What do you do to relieve the stress but eat junk food? Junk food is cheap, all right? The Little Debbies are cheap. The donuts on sale at the gas station are cheap, okay? Cheap junk food is cheap, and it's bad for you, and it's killing you, and you know it. But the reason you do that is because you have the stress of doing things you shouldn't be doing. You're not taking good care of yourself. You've got too much house. You've got too many bills. You've got a bad marriage. You're doing a job you don't like. You've got to take better care of yourself and do what you need to do to get out of that cycle. I mean, I know these things are hard. I know leaving your wife, quitting your job, getting something better, letting the bank have the house, going bankrupt. I know all this stuff is so blasted hard. It's so darn hard to do these things. That's why you put your head in the sand and you don't do them, right? I did all these things, okay? Left my wife. I quit my job. I got a better job. I went bankrupt. House went to foreclosure. All these things happened, and I am better off because of it. So if you're in this situation, you got to start taking steps to correct it. But the first thing you got to do is you got to take better care of yourself. You got to go and fill that car that you use with gas. The same car you take to work every day to try to make a living, keep that full of gas, all right? The same car you drive your children to the emergency room in the middle of the night when they're dying for breath, you keep that car full of gas if it's the last thing you do, all right? This is critical to your life. This is your life we're talking about. This isn't a game, all right? I've had this, okay? Take better care of yourself. Get to bed. Get some sleep, okay? This is your life. You got to take better care of yourself. So I'm sorry for getting so emotional, but this is just critical, okay? These are simple things. You got to do the simple things well. You've got to keep the car full of gas. Got to buy a little bit better quality food. You've got to get more rest. Got to start planning and figuring out what are the bad things in your life and what are you going to do to get rid of those bad things. You can't go through life tolerating bad situations. Bad situations you're in, got to figure out a way to end them, okay? And the from what I can see, the way you end these bad things is when you're in a bad marriage, you get divorced. When you're in a bad job, get a different job. And you may have to do this job thing over and over and over again. But this is your life. It's more fun to start a new job than to continue on a bad job. I tell you, the excitement and the thrill of going to a different job is much more fun than going to the same job every day for 10 years. It's not that bad. And being divorced, while expensive and difficult, the freedom you gain from being married to a person you really don't want to be married to is enormous. It's wonderful. If you have health challenges, start making progress on them, trying to counteract all the badness you've put into your life, okay? This is your life we're talking. Take better care of yourself. This is Hans Hollinger at www.personaldevelopmentformen.com.